Oh, well.
Yeah, be careful today.
Time for trivia. And what is special about today?
Perhaps you've seen your calendar. Perhaps not.
It's Friday.
We're hoping that you said rabbit on June the 1st because you may need it today.
You might.
Friday the
13th.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, of course, there'll be a Friday on the front porch today.
Of course.
With the Carolina Inn. There's also going to be some entertainment down at the
Southern Village.
140 East down at Southern Village. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on today. Just be careful and have fun.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And wherever you go, look for Freddie because he'll probably be at all those places.
I may try to hit them all.
Probably spring into one of them and then head out and go hit the others, too.
Well, I live so close to downtown, so I can walk to 140 West Franklin and Friday on the front porch.
Yeah, he is one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, folks. I mean that literally and figuratively.
Ah, well. And we got something big coming up over the weekend. What happens on Sunday?
Sunday. Father's Day.
Father's Day.
That's right. That's right.
Make sure that if you're not there with him, pick up the phone.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. Or you reflect and remember someone who, for me personally, one of the most wonderful, just best men I could ever.
Yeah.
I miss my dad still.
Well, not only that, but I lost my father just several months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're still lucky enough to have your dad in your life or someone who's a father figure.
Exactly.
Then or a grandfather.
Let him know.
Whatever. Tell him. Yeah. Tell him how you feel about
it. Just let him know.
Really.
It's a good. So, of course, we're going to do something that has to do with fathers.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for you, buddy.
Okay. If the father of our country is George Washington and James Madison is the father of the Constitution, then who is the father of UNC?
The father of UNC. That would be...
father of our country is George Washington, and James Madison is the father of the Constitution, who is generally regarded as the father of the University of North Carolina?
Okay. All right. I would tell you who I think would be the modern-day father of the university, in my mind.
I bet you're going to say.
Yeah.
That has something to do with his day.
Bill Friday.
Yeah, Bill Friday, but no.
But someone...
Go back to the 18th century.
Yeah, exactly.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate events. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment, and the photo booths are portable enough to go just about anywhere. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's over half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you can't figure out the father of our university, just take a little drive
to McCorkle Place.
To McCorkle Place. Look for the Davy Poplar.
Yeah, he's got a tree named after him.
Maybe that'll bring it to you. You can drive down on Davy Circle.
Yep.
And a lot of famous people have lived over there. We're talking about Mr. Davy.
You can even think of the Monkees, one of the Monkees' lead singers.
Oh, Davy Jones.
Davy Jones.
That's right.
William Richardson Davy.
Yeah.
D-A-V-I-E. Military officer during the War for Independence. 10th governor of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
He also sponsored the bill that chartered the University of North Carolina. And, of course, on October the 12th, 1793, he laid the cornerstone of Old East, which was the day and continues to be the birthday for both the university and for the town of Chapel Hill.
And a lot of people don't know that second part.
William Richardson Davy. Yes, town and university were born on the same day.
Yep, that's pretty incredible because without the university, there wouldn't be the town.
Nope.
And, it's a special place because the university and the town are so intertwined and right there together. I mean, Carolina right up next to Franklin Street. I mean, it's cool.
Town and gown.
Yeah.
And Mr. Davy lies in rest just south of the border of Charlotte down in South Carolina, and there's been some discussion about possibility of maybe,
moving him here?
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't it make some sense that you put the father of the university, perhaps?
Yeah.
Or even a statue.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Who knows?
I think that, that might come closer to happening than the other thing.
Right. Yeah, make sure you get the family's permission first.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's really complicated. But you could do the statue thing without, it'd be a lot less anguishing, if that makes any sense.
No, that makes perfect sense.
It's kind of a gross prospect, digging somebody up,
He would then be a man about town.
It's a grave thought.
Yeah. Hey, happy Father's Day, everybody.
Hey, yeah, absolutely. Happy Father's Day. I'm a father, And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Very good. Yeah, let me bring in on Monday your soap on a rope and your tie.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.